Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
Commanders Cowboys came too high in the rundown, Tony. Is Cooper Rush making you a believer in this Cowboys team?
No, I think this is where the balloon pops. I think this is the moment where, you know,
all that defense, that defense stinks.
Exactly. Well, he's a backup quarterback. Like, is there a defense that is any NFL defense one that's like so vulnerable or so bad that it's a given that a backup quarterback should be favored against an NFL defense with a quarterback that outside of one game has played decently well so far this year?
3 weeks ago, people would have said that Carson Wentz was going to get benched.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, this is a pretty good spot to keep it going. That's all. Like, I'm not a believer in Dallas. I'm not a believer in Cooper Rush. I told you this last week, man. I want Michael Gallup to come back. He's good. They like the I'm a big actions over words guy in the NFL. It's a salary cap sport. Like, money does the talking. They let Amari Cooper go, and they paid that dude $60 million. When he was hurt. So is he awesome? Because he had flashes, but he had flashes like when the offense was really good and he was the third guy. Is he awesome? I think he might be. And so that's what gives me a little bit of hope for Dallas is that, and by the way, Ian Rappaport keeps talking about that Dak could play in the Rams game. Cowboys.
Is that Rams. Next week?
Yeah. He's like, that's in play. Which seems insane. So if all I have to do to believe in Dallas, if like believing in Dallas is they can make the wild card, then sure, I believe in Dallas because I think that Cooper Rush can beat Washington. And if Dak comes back next week, then like...
Yeah, but we didn't like the Cowboys before the season started with Dak.
Yeah, but the NFC sucks. Dude, who's good? Philly's good. Green Bay's good. Who else is good?
Rams.
Okay, that's who I would have said third also.
Okay. You're looking for more teams for me?
Yeah, right. Like, we assume Tampa will be okay decently.
Okay.
Like, that's four. There's three more spots.
Yeah. Yeah, but we knew the NFC sucked before the season started. And
I mean,
still
I guess two
like
more
Dallas.
Spots is someone. Oh, no. Tampa would be NFC South. Yeah.
Yep.
Things wide open. What's the next game? Oh, Patriots, Packers. Brian Hoyer, the biggest dog on the board. He covering this 9.5. He keeping it close.
So I heard a stat today that Belichick has been an underdog of more than eight points 19 times in his career, and he's covered 15 of those games.
Wow.
Do you buy into shit like that?
I mean,
that's a lot of games.
Yeah, that's more than a season's worth of sample. It's like the Andy Reid off the bye stat. It's like, well, when he's fucking 18-3-1 against the spread out of a bye, like, I kind of believe it. So that's impressive. Our guy Spencer says that Brian Hoyer hasn't won a start since 2016. I think the Packers are really, really good. And I think that the Patriots, even though they flashed some moments of offensive competence last week, which to me said a little bit more about Baltimore than them, I still think they're real, real bad. And if Brian Hoyer was behind Mac Jones, I got to assume they're going to be even worse. So I'll go against the trend.
I think this is a Rodgers jitters game.
Oh, stop.
It is. Like, Rodgers, we've seen, like, in last year's playoffs and even the year before that, there is a nervous energy to Rodgers in certain moments that Peyton Manning would be prone to this at times. Like, for whatever reason, he just gets in his own head sometimes. And I honestly think the reverence that he has for Belichick on the other sideline fucks with him in games like this. I think he tries to be too perfect. I think he tries to go out of his way to impress people. And I think this is one of those games where everyone's all of the pressure's on him. He's supposed to have, they have this huge quarterback advantage in this game. It's at Lambeau. Like, I think he gets wrapped up in shit like this more than most star players do.
I think that is, I mean, he's clearly in his own head. Obviously, I'm with you on that. But at some point, talent wins, man. New England doesn't have much of it. And I was super impressed by Green Bay. I think what is happening to Green Bay is exactly what happened last year. They were awful week one, and then they're going to go on a run. Like, I think they're going to be 7-8, 9-1. Like, I think they are going to just get better and better. Seven different guys with multiple catches in that game last week after looking like he had chemistry with no one to throw the ball to in week one. That's a pretty remarkable improvement in just 2 weeks. So I think the Packers roll. Vikings, Saints, either of these teams a dark horse in the NFC?
I can't come on here every week and flip-flop and go back and forth on Minnesota. So I'm going to stay off them and just admit that I was wrong. Not a lot of people, don't you think a lot of people in this business would be better off if they just said, I fucked up and I got a prediction wrong and just owned it right from the very beginning?
Well, you know who does that?
Gamblers. I do. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, me too. Like, people, like my audience and my co-workers, my producers and Spiegel, like co-hosts, they're always like, man, you get a lot of things wrong. Parkin's pick of death. You're such a mush. I'm like, yeah, because I actually, A, have opinions, and B, I gamble. I get a lot of shit wrong. Like,
yeah.
Like, you want to know who knows that I get things wrong? My bookie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we get things wrong. And we.
I am on an unreal heater right now, by the way. Probably one of the best in my entire life.
Good for you. Share some winners.
Yeah. No, I'm afraid to do that now. I feel like if I give you a proprietary bet, it's going to blow up once I publicize it.
Well, are these winners documented anywhere?
Yeah, they are. They actually are, and I probably now jinxed it by bringing it up with you on the show. But no, look.
Well, this is a show that we're doing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Well, I'm just saying.
First and pod. One yeah. ST, Apersan, POD.
That's correct.
Anyways.
That's correct.
I just saw on NFL Network a sit down with Jameis like he's going to play in this game. I thought that they weren't practicing him and they were going to go with Dalton, which I think makes more sense. I'm not the biggest Andy Dalton fan, and he isn't. Spencer can probably look up a stat on him on how many games he's won in the last 5 years. It's not a good number. But
no, I mean he won a couple last year for the Bears, but he was bad.
Their defenses look good. New Orleans defense has played well for three games.
Dude, I thought their defense before the year was good. That's why I bet them at +350 to win.
So just spread the ball around and don't throw fucking 5 second half interceptions, and they'll beat Minnesota in London on Sunday.
Yeah,
I play Dalton. And if he's got a fractured back, like if Jameis takes the same hit Tua did, okay, and is down and doesn't get up, don't we say the same shit about them? They're yes. letting the guy play with a broken back.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the NFL doesn't care about backs as much as they pretend to care about concussions.
Well, educate people on backs. Your back was all fucked up. Not still, fun.
Yeah, still is. It's terrible. There's nothing worse than having a bad back. I'm sure there is, but it's...
Wait, you still have a bad back now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had about 5 surgeries in high school, and, you know, I still have scoliosis, and, you know, it hurts, man. But I
get
out
there and
golf.
Are you taking prescription pills and shit for it?
I would love to. But it's all natural, this body that you see, Pony. Okay. I don't even drink coffee. You know that.
Oh, you just smoke a ton of weed.
That's right. Yourself hey, which that. Is natural.
Yeah. All right, so do you agree with me on this game or no?
I think that the Saints offense is broken. And I think that there is a higher ceiling for Minnesota's offense if they can figure it out. Like, which of these, like, if it is dark horse team, whose best is best? I think Minnesota's best can be better than this version of New Orleans' best, because I think their offense can be a 30-point-per-game offense.
Danny, you love your family, big into stocks, playing markets. You've made references with terms and used words that are stock terms on the show that you've had to clarify and define for me.
Sure.
You're buying a stock for the next 5 years. Do you want the Bears or Giants who play on Sunday?
I want the Bears. And they're neither one's a very valuable stock.
Yeah, I know. You're buying low on both.
Yeah, we're not talking about Apple or NVIDIA here. I think you want... Daniel Jones has no shot at being good. Justin Fields has a very small shot at being good. So I'll take the chance that in-house you've got the guy. And the Giants are playing well enough in a year where they're going to have to move on from quarterback.
Yeah.
Where they're not going to be bad enough to get the top guy. So that is a disastrous scenario. For getting it right. Like if they win seven games this year, 8 games, the top 3 quarterback prospects are going to be off the board. So they're going to either be forced to move a mountain to move up, and then that depletes your assets, or they're going to be forced to draft not a top flight prospect that has an even lower chance at a hit rate to find their guy. So I just think, like, if you need to go get a... And by the way, the Bears, you could say, were the same thing. Like, the Bears had to trade a first-round pick to the Giants to move up to 11 to get Fields, who was the fourth quarterback taken in that thing, right? So, like, that... My argument could work against the Bears also, but at least Fields still hasn't failed completely yet. It's trending that way, but he hasn't failed yet. So, given that they still have hope in-house, I mean, their offensive coordinator today referred to Justin Fields as being like a rookie, which is crazy because that's something normally fans say, not coaches say, for second-year players.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, like, they think that they are way closer to the starting line than the finish line with him. And objectively, they are. The guy's only got 12 NFL starts, 3 in this offense. So I'd buy Bear stock, but neither one of them is very valuable.
Quick take on the Giants end of things.
Yeah,
I am scared to death that Saquon Barkley continues to play like this and the Giants extend him. That
he
is
should be.
Yes. And I think that that's on the table right now. So that's the thing I'm worried about, is that he continues to look like he has found his rookie form, and the Giants say, he's the number two overall pick. Let's pay him $12 million a year. And that ends up setting the organization back.
Yeah, that would be foolish. They should probably trade him right now.
Broncos Raiders. Do the Raiders deserve to be favored in this game?
Honestly, neither team deserves to be favored.
That wasn't the question.
I understand that. This should be a pick 'em. Is my answer to you. Like, the Nathaniel Hackett's incompetent, and Josh McDaniels might be worse. Is that possible?
No, he's not. He's not worse.
He's not worse in game. He's not worse in game. Nathaniel Hackett's the worst in game that we've seen in
correct.
A decade.
That's what I mean. McDaniels isn't that bad of a game.
Well, right,
coach.
But there's other parts to it. Hello, you're supposed to be scheming up the offense here. Can you throw the ball to Devontae Adams? You traded a lot for him. Give the guy double-digit targets, please. Can you put a tight end to protect your statue of a quarterback? Can we put a little bit of help on to keep this guy upright, to give him some time? Can we scheme something creative in the running game, please? Like, McDaniels has not been impressive with these offensive game plans, man. That's a bigger part of coaching. Like, we focus on the in-game stuff because we all, like, get high and play Madden. But you're supposed to, over the course of the 5 days that you live in the office, game planning for a specific opponent, you're supposed to exploit weaknesses. Haven't seen much of that from the Raiders. And the Broncos, I think their defense is pretty good. Like, their coach is an idiot, but I think their defense is pretty good. So I meant it when I said it. I don't think either team deserves to be favored. I think it should be a pick 'em. So if I had to pick this game, I would take the Broncos with points, but I have a rule. I'm not religious, but it's against my religion to bet on Nathaniel Hackett. Seriously. So it's an unbettable game, but the Raiders stink. The Raiders are pathetic. We way oversold the AFC West. Way oversold it.
Well, we were drinking the Chargers punch and getting drunk off of that big time.
Oh, but I think we were right on that.
They're just cursed.
Yeah. These are the two teams that we oversold.
Well, we didn't oversell Denver. We were telling people to stay away from Denver.
Don't shoot us. You're right, but I'm saying
you're attacking the media in general. Don't come after us on that.
And just like the collective talent of the quarterbacks and the historic nature of the division, that stuff. But no, I would like the Broncos in this game.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.